Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. I'm here again with Keith Malley and Hemda. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for being here yet again.
Thank you.
The people have demanded you, and you have shown up for them week in, week out. And I just wanted the listener to take a moment to appreciate that these two are willing to set aside what they're doing. You know, they're in love. One has a girlfriend, the other a boyfriend. And
so conventional.
They set aside their differences and they come together with me week after week to discuss everything that they already talked about. Mm-hmm. And they do that for you.
To see if I stand by it.
Yeah. Thanks for voting us best new guest.
Yeah. I think the people, if you like Keith and Hemda, please follow them on social media.
Thank you.
Let them know, this is how the show keeps going. How's it going, guys?
Doing well, thank you.
Are you nervous because your album's dropping?
It's a nerve-wracking time, absolutely, of course. Mm-hmm. Excited and nervous.
Don't be nervous. Okay. It's so funny.
Done, thank you.
Everybody, if they don't get it, then they're stupid.
Oh.
And if they do get it, then they're smart.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Their IQ's on them.
Yeah, right. It's on them.
I feel better. Thank you.
Yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Well, Bianca saw it live and she said she liked it and it meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I did like it. I LOL'd.
That's what it's about.
You can actually hear my LOL on the tape. So yeah. Just get it for our laughs.
Please. And I was in the room. Maybe you'll be able to hear me, well, isolate that.
I was going to do like a movie soundtrack and it would just be the audience.
Good idea. Yeah.
And then you can do your own thing. And but for now, it's going to be me included.
Cool. Yeah. I know you're dying to hear an update on the snack pack initiative.
Always.
Yes.
Right?
Everybody was very impressed and excited and a little jealous that they don't work with an initiative.
So we got about 6 members.
They pay $2 a week and they can use the snack area as much as they want.
Yeah. And yeah, so they honor system, people didn't take too much, but they did take enough. And we got some suggestions for next week's snacks. We got a budget of about $12.
Okay. And what were some suggestions?
Sesame sticks.
Okay.
Quadratini cookies. Those what are good. That?
Very specific, and it sounds like it's $13. Not for nothing.
$13 a cookie. Okay. Yeah, so it's really taking off. People are excited.
Oh, those are good cookies. Those are wafers.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. So I'll keep everyone posted as the weeks progress.
Please.
I've gotten some naysayers,
in what?
Yeah.
Who bothers with time to naysay?
Not online.
But
like,
still, at work?
At work, yeah.
How? What? Could they possibly?
Well, people were a little bit peeved that I didn't get enough savory snacks because I got like a sweet popcorn, oranges, and then flavored seltzer.
What do they want? Like, a nice salami?
I was like, okay, put it in the Slack channel. What do you want? And
this is yours.
Right.
Right.
Also, it's $2 and then next week you don't do it.
And I just started it. You weren't pleased? I got the wrong pizza?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm learning a little bit about managing people.
Right,
it's
fruitless.
You give a mouse a cookie, and it's so true, as true today as it was yesterday.
What's the saying for those who don't know?
If you give a mouse a cookie, he'll want a glass of milk.
But teach him how to get a cookie.
And he'll fish for life.
Got it.
Yeah. So a lot is happening in my life, really exciting stuff. So I'll keep you posted.
Does it make you start to dislike a coworker or two?
No, I think of it as more like I'm doing science. It's like I'm doing Keith's polls.
Right.
I'm like, how will people react if I throw like snacks in the mix? If I throw like cooperation, how are we going to deal with it?
Right.
Wow, that person, if they live with anybody, they must be bad. Just, oh my God.
In a respectful way.
I just hope this simulation doesn't ruin you. Like, whoa, life's shit. I get Keith's attitude now.
Maybe it will. But, Wouldn't that be exciting for you?
No, yeah.
If I came in with your attitude. Big packed week last week. Yeah, we got to get to it.
Please.
Oh my gosh. Episode 3106, mm-hmm. I'm Dating Your Mom mm-hmm. with Carmen Lynch. Speaking of the album, Carmen was here to talk about it with you.
It was a good guest to have, and this only happened by accident, but Kyle and Keith just came back from their lover's, birthday spa thing, and Carmen and Kyle are close, so it's kind of nice because you have that insider thing.
Right.
But she feels free to shit on it, and it's not very precious, so that's fun.
Yeah.
Because you could just be protecting your best friend. Like, no, she's great. Carmen's like, right. She's annoying.
Well, I do believe Carmen when she said we thought we'd be done in a month, Kyle and myself.
That's funny.
And here we are over a year later.
So I can't believe you went to a spa and got a facial.
Facial massage, yeah.
This is so funny because people have said to me privately, I can't believe she got him to go to a spa. I'm like, you can't believe that someone got someone else to go to a relaxing weekend. Yeah. Basically, he told me he needed time off, so I rejudged the schedule. He told her that he does have time off, so she made all the reservations and the appointments. So what did anyone...
Poor Keith.
Yeah, what did anyone get Keith to do? Get on a bus?
Keith got dragged to a beautiful place where he was pampered.
It's so
for
funny.
Hours.
I should behave like Keith. I guess if you want me to go, you'll have to make all the plans and I'll be cool about it.
I know.
Best.
I'm so insecure that people don't want to spend time with me that I'm like, I'll plan it all and there'll be snacks. You're going to love it. And you already bought a ticket and made a reservation. So you're locked in. Keith's
I guess.
You want me there so bad, so.
Yeah.
I guess I'll rub lotion on my face.
Well, I put the poll out. Which would you prefer? And I was talking about the price. A nice spa weekend, calmness, facials, massages, etc. Or, for about the same price, a new tech gadget, a computer, a phone, a game console, etc. 64% picked the gadget. To me, I was still surprised. 36% would rather have a spa weekend.
I would rather have a spa weekend, but it feels wrong. It feels like you just won $1,000 and you're not going to pay your light bill. You're going to take your friends out to dinner. But at the end of my life, I'm remembering my experiences and not my electric bill. So it's always that, do I do the right thing or do I have this feeling?
But I don't even mean, I want to be clear, I don't even mean do the right thing, pay your bills. Do something fun. Buy an Xbox.
Yeah, people value these experiences more highly than you do. I think that's...
I say I value the friendship of an Xbox.
Yeah.
All the different worlds we can go to. All we can do is go to the third floor or fourth floor.
I think I would have a hard time not buying a new computer because I have a hard time doing something nice for myself.
See, but that's like paying a bill. You know that your computer will crash and this will help your life and it'll probably be faster. And it's when I say right thing to do, it's pragmatic.
Yeah.
But what I really want to do is go away for 3 days and have people touch me the whole time. That's I'd rather, and if you're asking me about my birthday, would I rather get a laptop or, 10 massages?
Anyone listening?
they have VR machines. Everything rumbles now. It'll be like you're getting a massage on Mars.
Well, I guess that's the experience that you're paying for, but I don't want to play Xbox.
I hear you.
I don't either. Absolutely not.
Well, again, you could get...
I'd rather give you a massage, which I don't want to do.
And cry.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, I know you're talking about other gadgets that I would want, but I don't have any wants for that. I'm super glad my computer keeps working so that I don't have to spend money on that.
I like a shower. They had a shower that as soon as you turn it on, it's hot.
That's pretty good.
And it's with the floor, so you don't have to step over anything. And I'm in my next house, I would get this.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but it's $400 a night.
Yeah. No, it seemed really fancy.
Yeah.
But pretty fun.
But when you say fancy, what is it? Oh, it's clever because you see the sink is in the bedroom. That's not where it goes. I'm in a cottage.
I think it's just that attention has been paid to the space.
Yeah. Where the entire idea of the space is to make you feel comfort is like you're a queen for 3 days.
Right.
The spa thing, like, I don't know, you can't go wrong. I mean, I don't want a facial, but...
Well, they trick me because it's also a art gallery. So you can just come up off the street and see this art gallery and it says no food or drinks. But when you pay $400 a month, you can come in with anything.
A night, $400 a night.
Right.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Right.
The $400 a night thing does throw me off. And so to compensate for that, but it's like you're saying, I can't really spend money like that on myself. But instead, I would take the same amount of money, maybe rent an Airbnb for $100 a night and have massages for the other $300 come to my Airbnb. You know, like I'll choose like the lesser place to stay and more accommodation sort of thing, like more more spa things. Let me go into the sauna. Let me get more massages. Like, oh, a foot massage is different than a back massage. Yes, I'll take both, that kind of thing.
Not me. I can go right from my room in a robe and go to another room.
Oh, okay. Well, actually,
in the robe.
Okay, then you're right.
Ring, ding, ding, ding.
Worth it. All right, let's move on. 3,107.
Yes.
Lying Colors with Lucy Pohl. Mm-hmm. Man, the emails. This was the main meat, the meaty emails episode of the week.
This is now me, Keith Malley, being me, talking to my dad.
I was listening to this while I was walking down the street, and I was just like making the craziest faces, like, I can't believe this. I can't even begin to understand.
No one can.
I think I feel like I've gotten such a different insight into you, Keith, through all this.
Isn't that the worst, though, that people know you more now that they know your dad?
Right. I know less. People know more.
Well, I finally get why you're so obsessed with people tricking you or trying to trick you.
Right.
Because it's like you've constantly had to be on the defensive for that your whole life to be like, hey, no, what are we actually talking about?
Right.
Like, stop bullshitting me and just say the thing. And then the answer is like, well, if you had only asked. It's like a whole trick.
Yes.
It's all a trick.
Correct.
Whoa, that was deep. Honestly, you cracked the code.
That's why.
Sure, I believe it. Yeah, I can tell during a conversation when somebody's deliberately leaving out a sentence or two, and right
actually,
away I go, no,
that.
No.
It's actually freaky. And you get mad right away. You're just like, I know that I'm missing something. And so, and then you just dismiss the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm like, you can tell me or you cannot tell me, but I'm not going to play this dumb game.
Yeah, if you don't tell Keith what he thinks he's missing, he's done conversing.
Right. Yeah. And I see why, because you've been burned. Mm-hmm. You were burned for so many years.
Amen.
Like, why bother even engaging
with
somebody like this? Because there's no, like, you can't negotiate with terrorists.
True.
It's like you just gotta drop everything and walk away.
Yeah. Didn't you break up with someone for sighing?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And your dad did that too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Son, I. Because as you got from these emails, he loves me and us kids to know that he knows more than us, but nothing's really there. So a lot of times he would be like, and that's to say, I know something. And if you go, what? He's like, oh, nothing. And he's acting as if he's letting it go for our sake.
Like, and he's baiting you and you're like, no, I don't get baited this way.
But there is nothing. There is nothing and he's holding back. He just wants us to think there's a son. I'm not going to tell you. This would show that I'm much smarter, but I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah. And I just think it's so bizarre that like you're holding him over a barrel to tell you about his like family tree.
Right.
You know, this is probably like the most forceful tone by which you've asked this question.
Correct.
In your life.
Yes.
And he's saying like, I mean, here's all the information. And why didn't you just, it's like crazy making. It's so awful. And I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's confusing because you didn't find the right question. That's crazy making.
Yeah.
I just finally have compassion for Keith.
Thank you. Tell me.
No, no, don't be tricked. No, no, no.
Tell me anything and I will tell you. All right. What are you alluding to about you and my ex-wife? I don't think you're ready.
And that's so mean. That's actually
like, I didn't bring it up.
That's very abusive and gossip oriented.
Right.
It's very bullyish. It's actually the worst way that you can handle this.
Yeah, and I think that the best way to combat this is when you do reply to him with like the whole truth, I would just do it as a bulleted list of like super dry information. Be like, you never give me a straight answer. Next, right. Tab. You want to be the smartest person in the room. Tab. This time I was actually my ex-wife writing you the emails. Tab. I tricked you. Tab. I've been lying to you. You know, like as dry as you can make it, because it's like there's no, I don't know.
Right. Even then it'd be just grabbing any one thing. I'm sorry. So after all these tabs and all this trickery and lying you were doing, you still don't know what country you're from, son? It's Ruthenia. Yeah.
So crazy.
I was fucking fake your ex-wife? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you understand what country you're from yet, though? Do you understand about your great-granddad?
Or are you so stupid?
Right.
Yeah. It's always they're so stupid.
Yeah.
So wacky.
Mm-hmm. It really is wacky.
Yeah. And the poll for that show?
The poll for that show was, huh? And the choices were, bleh. Or we said, who, let's see, was Keith's dad? Because I had there's so many weird letters coming through. Was Keith's dad even ever an ordained priest?
Right.
76% say no, probably not.
I'm on team no.
I'm wondering. Not. I am wondering.
I am wondering. Yeah, I don't trust it anymore.
I'm on team no.
It was such an understood fact, and now I can't even tell.
Yeah, because I don't think he could make it through that much schooling. I don't think that he could make up the classes when he got an F. I don't think
with
he has
all his other work that he had to do,
right?
But getting attacked every other day by men.
It was fun when he says, "Do you want to know what I did in my seventh year at the seminary?"
Just ask.
No, shit. Because I had a bullshit exciting story that after 7 pages per email, I couldn't share.
It reminds me of like a little kid who's trying to brag but who right. can't just come out and say it.
It's not, see, the question shouldn't be, do you want to know? It's like, can I tell you about myself?
Right.
Are you interested in me?
I gotta beg.
Yeah.
Your stories aren't that exciting. There's never been a story that had an ending, so they aren't that exciting. So why do you think you can tease me with one?
But isn't that, you know, those guys who go for like from town to town, like being shiesty in the same way, maybe like doing some of that evangelical stuff, you know?
Snake oil right. salesman.
Yeah, I think that they do that kind of stuff. They make you feel like you're the one that's curious. They're like, I bet you'd want to know this. And it's like, what year are we in? See, I bet you would want to know, but right. I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, everything was always a weird lie. He, you know, son, you could have went to college if the relationship between us was different. Like, I know your bank account. I couldn't have. So, you know, what are all these? Are just weird lies.
There's always a way. Always.
Yeah. Weird lies is right.
Yeah.
Camera ready with Wendy Starling.
Yes.
What a delightful woman she is. Uh-huh. I just could listen to her forever.
Yeah, going back super quick, Lucy Pohl, like...
Oh, yeah. What a great person to have on
yes,
for this.
Because, you know, we get really entangled in Keith's life. And as a guest, it's like you don't know where to insert yourself in. Every time she stopped, like, let's say, in the middle of the story, she came up with something that's so relevant and mm-hmm. so personal and so fucked up. She's so much fun. She's yeah. right in there, yes-anding everything. And Wendy, how do you top that?
She's so good.
She was talking about her sugar baby.
Daddy.
Sugar daddy, sugar baby, and all the ins and outs you have to do.
Sugar ring.
Sugar ring. And there's a lot going on with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's just easy. You get paid to jerk off a dude here and again, but you got to be a certain way.
I know. I think I stand by what I said. After the whole thing with Sparrow, on the forums explaining everything, and then with Wendy, I stand by what I said. Too much work.
It's so much work. You think they're just kind of like, and that's what, you know, I remember Jared Fried was on our show, and he's like, oh, all these, he was in some sort of, some sort of sporting box where only rich people get to go, you know, right. that like watch from the box and you have catering and stuff like that. And he got so mad because these hot girls were with these older men. He's like, how did they get in here? Like, what did they do? I'm like, you can do that too. You're a pretty boy. Find, you know, some older woman who can buy you and do all the work that it takes for them to keep that money coming. Because if you think that they just showed up pretty, Wendy's talking about how she couldn't eat all day because
I know
she wanted it. I had the pizza here and she wanted to have some, and she's got a debate like, well, no, I want to eat in front of him tonight, but not too much. But he has to see me with food in my hand.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to look bloated. I have to like ice my face and work out. And I was like, nope.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't start at the date. For 24 hours, she has to be ready for this date.
Bianca walks down the street eating pizza, yelling at guys, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
No, there are two pizza places on Fifth Avenue. Like if I get out at Atlantic, sometimes I'll walk down Fifth Avenue to my house. It's about 45 minutes. There's a pizza place on 7th Street, and I get a slice and I walk with it to the next pizza place on 13th Street and get another slice, and then that takes me home.
The holdover pizzas.
And then I say, fuck you, to everyone I pass.
Oh, that's a New York pizza.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So convenient.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I don't know.
You ever down to the crust, you're at your second pizza place, you're like, I am making good time.
No. Okay. I have to time it perfectly so that the second people don't know that I've
right. That's all anxiety.
I don't want them to be sad and jealous that I've patronized another pizza place.
They would talk about it.
They would. They'd be like, why is she coming here for pizza when she just had some, you know?
Do you ask to pee in the back just so they know you weren't anywhere for sure?
Yes. Wendy is so cool, though. I was like, man, I would like to be friends with you. You know, when you get that kind of a guest.
She wants to go to a, what do you call those, unlocking the room thing?
Escape room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Her enthusiasm about, like, you know, ways of being sort of, like, out there and crazy and sort of self-harming as a sober person. Like, it's so funny.
Right.
Because I relate to it as somebody who has those tendencies but doesn't do anything. Right. She's like, yeah, exercise really hard and then go home and eat cheese forever. Or like, we got to do an escape room and take it really seriously.
I enjoyed that she thought it was skeevy of the guy that wrote my girlfriend happy birthday at 12:01 a.m. Not that he would have known this, but I couldn't get to my phone till 12:30 a.m. But regardless, what is wrong with people? And to see that the audience agreed in general is fun. It's nice to know we're not necessarily in a world of psychopath liars. Of course, that's weird. Of course, because you guys had a relationship before, that's what he's thinking about. He's with somebody. He knows she's with me. But still, that's your little flirting thing that minimum you're saying, hey, you remember what we had. Happy birthday. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. And it was fun that Wendy, of course, wasn't either.
Yeah, it's fun because it's like, am I being petty? Because like, hey, you said happy birthday to my girlfriend and blah, blah, blah. And that's what they expect. To not be, quote, petty about it.
Yeah,
and that's
I just how saw you get happy away. Birthday. When should I have wrote her? It's 12:14, okay?
Oh, is being nice to your girlfriend rude?
I'm sorry, I didn't check if you were seeing Spider-Man at midnight.
Yeah, why don't you go check what exact time she was born and set your alarm, you piece of shit. Right. I fucking hate that shit because it's the kind of stuff where it's like, you're doing it and you're not admitting it and I'm supposed to pretend along with you? No, I'm sucking this dude's dick. Right. I gotta pretend also that you don't want to try to get fuck off.
So in the poll we asked that, let's see, the discussed midnight birthday text, your choices are nice, it's nice what the guy did, or skeevy. One person said it's nice.
That's the person texting,
right? It's nice, right, guys?
That you're either naive or you want to pass yourself.
Can we have this rule on the forums? If you're the only person, and when does this ever happen? If you're the only person, you should have to say why.
Yeah. We should I'll make that rule. Yeah.
Right. At least you better be telling yourself, shit, I voted early and I was wrong. I hope you learned something. But I also would like it if you just explained yourself.
Do you think if there was, what time, like the next day, would you not flag it? Like even in the morning,
noon.
I think it's weird. Noon, anytime after noon.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. I think the morning, why are you thinking about her in the morning? Yeah,
it's
why?
12:01, and that's the thing. Somebody would say, when is a good time, Keith? Well, Skeevo, I don't know. But
don't
how
do
come
it.
I know it's not 12:01? And you care so much? You know me.
Don't
text
trick me.
Say, hey, Keith, you're kind of dumb with this shit. It's your girlfriend's birthday. How about that for a text?
Yeah. You're pushing it, but okay. I get
well, who knows? Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm saying just die, but I'm trying to have a conversation.
Yeah. Well, moving on.
Yes.
We got Yesterday with Dan Lamort. Mm. Hemda Sees a Movie.
Can you imagine? That should have been the title. We called it Yesterday. It could have been Hemda Sees a Movie. And then if we, let's say we podcast for 1,000 years. By the end of our reign, there'll be like parts 1, 2, and 3. And this is movie 3.
Everybody was like, can we make this a regular segment? Like, it. Everybody loved it. I did fast forward because I didn't want spoilers.
Okay. I'm glad I said spoilers. Yeah.
Well, I heard the whole thing, even though I was there. Loved it.
Are you going to see Yesterday?
Maybe on TV. Maybe.
Okay.
I'm going to see it. I believe.
Yeah, I can't really. It's hard to explain how I'm good at judging Rotten Tomato scores when they're so different. But I usually am. If it's a religious movie and I see it's high percent of people and low percent of critics,
it's bad.
Then it's bad. Yeah. Same thing with a movie like Yesterday. That means you just like the cheesy music. You thought you were actually shitting on John Lennon himself. And then critics, who are more critical, gives it 60% compared to 90%. I go, well, the critics are right. I guarantee it.
The actors really did such a good job that they almost...
Right. That's the other thing, though. Yeah. You kept being like, I hated this movie, but this part was really cute. And this guy, and Kate McKinnon was great.
She
and the
was
music
great.
Was wonderful. And he does have a lovely voice. I hated this movie. It was so stupid. I had to sit in a chair for 2 hours. But actually, you want to know what? The story, I did kind of... My eyes are misty and I was into the premise. So I went with it. And this movie sucked and I hated it. But actually, I do love the music of the Beatles and I was there to support my boyfriend who also does. I was like, what?
Well, 2 hours is a long time. So when you have 5 minutes to describe the movie and then 2 hours minus 5 minutes you have to watch also.
But I wouldn't want somebody to listen to my show and say, like, they have good chemistry and they have a good cadence,
right?
But it makes no sense. They don't speak truths. They jump from one story to another. It's disjointed. It's like, I wouldn't want to hear that I have some good parts to my talk show, but you don't like the meat of it. You don't like...
It's all of a sudden, hey, last night I was hanging out with my dad. We got along great. Yeah, what else? Well, we just did. You'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
None of these stories makes go together.
Yeah, like your voice sounds lovely when you say it, and right. I'm definitely listening and responding. So you're doing your job, but your producer might not be coming up with the best whatever, you know? I just think the actors really, really were good. And I think if I were given those lines, I would be like, why would I say this? Mm-hmm. And they found a way to do it so good. So I'm impressed with them.
There you go. Congrats. Congrats, actors.
But that's terrible. You know what I mean? If somebody was wow, you really committed to the joke where you made it as funny as it could be, I'd be like, thank you, but I'm glad I didn't write this movie. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Dan got what a big deal it was that you were doing a movie review. He kept being like, oh, okay, yeah. So you didn't like it.
I saw things too. Yeah, but yeah. Hemda doesn't.
Hemda's never been to the movies.
Right.
Yeah, this one didn't help. I don't think I'm going back. Although it is fun the response right. is fun, so maybe my ego will make me go back.
Well, we referenced the spa day.
Yeah, this Monday. Yeah, this is good.
Do you use body lotion as face lotion was the poll. To me, this was news to me. I didn't know there were separate lotions. I knew there's, you know, I know there's, you know, this is, I've seen a store before and they go, no, this product is step 5. I'm like, there's 5 steps. What?
I experienced that at like makeup counters. I'm like, I really just want maybe one thing that I can throw on my face. You can't really see it during the day. Like kind of, it improves what I look like, but it's not like makeup.
Right.
And they're like, no problem. We have the simplest makeup. First, we put this as a base.
Right.
And that you don't even see. It's just, you know, to close out all these things. Then you put this under your eyes. And I'm like, well, no, I don't want to put like under eye thing, but they're like, you have dark circles. I'm like, well, if we're making my whole face one color, I guess, can we just take one product? They're like, no. Then you need the primer for that. I'm like, I can't prime my face with five things.
I don't want anything called ring finger ointment where, you know, you got to use the third finger and place it just so on your cheeks. I'm like, no, just some plaster you put on there.
Oh, you should see people like in makeup places responding to how I put on the makeup. They're like, never swipe, never swipe. And I'm like, what? And they're like, just dot it. And yeah. I'm like, but that takes 5 years.
Yeah. Then I'll just paint my face. So I go and get lotion.
Like, all face right. lotion?
Yeah, because I'm already going to have, I already did this plus, and now my life's going to change, right?
Well, your skin looks great.
Thank you. So I take this, but apparently it's going to fall apart because what I did is I got, the spa lady mentioned Noxzema something. And the only thing I can really see that was for your face is the only thing CVS had. I'm like, this must be it.
Oh, so they suggested a face lotion.
I asked,
you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I put this thing on my face. So I'm like, all right, I'll use this from now on. And I told Kyle, a couple hours ago, I put this on my face. And she knew what I bought. And she goes, yeah, and you washed it off, and then you used another moisturizer. I go, what? She goes, you wash that stuff off. And I go, no, you don't. It says, put on your face and then wash out.
You just had it on your face.
Yeah, so apparently I was supposed to have this on my face for hours. So I don't know what damage it did. And then I wash it off and you can smell it all over again. And I'm like, is that healthy? So apparently that's just a cleaner. Then what is soap?
That is soap, what you did.
Oh, okay.
It's soap.
So I used the soap and now I need something else for moisturizer.
Well, yeah.
But this is kind of a moisturizer, but you don't want it on too long.
It's a moisturizing cleanser.
It's a moisturizing cleanser. That's why it's so big. That's why the tub was so big.
Yeah.
Because you use it all the time, a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. You ever see how big Sephora is?
The why? Store. Right.
Why?
Right. But I know that's bullshit. Like, yeah, it should be the size of a bathroom, right? Wouldn't you think? how do you have a preference when it comes to your fucking face?
I think you should
I want
have
it to be smooth 4. No, you got oily skin, you got dry skin, you got combination skin, you got the T zone, you got the M, you got the there's like 7 things. Tops.
Keith, though, here's the thing.
Like
about-
you get a gift certificate, it should be a lot. You didn't even try. There should only be 4 things. No, there's a lot. There's a gift certificate.
There's one good reason to not use facial to use a separate facial moisturizer
other than soap.
Yes. Okay. Because you should wear sunscreen on your face.
I've heard that.
So you should get a facial moisture with an SPF.
And those don't smell like I'm thinking regular stuff when I was a kid at the beach.
A little.
No, they. Oh, actually, no. There. I can send you some links.
Done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because I've really struggled right. with this throughout my life.
No, I only want to. I can't pay more than $700 a bottle.
Perfect.
Okay.
Bucho wrote about mm-hmm. this poll on the forums, made me LOL. Okay. I'm a 4th-generation construction worker from South Auckland who grew up in a house with 3 brothers and no sisters and loves cage fighting and rugby league for fuck's sake. I ain't about to use lotion like some kind of Nancy boy candy-ass pussy. Mm-hmm.
And then did you see what he wrote at the very bottom after some space? I'm right on board. I'm gonna use lotion. So me and him, we're going to change our lives together.
Is he the one that said he wants to hear my response to In-N-Out?
Yeah, Inside Out.
Inside Out. Whoops.
Because Kendo's about to report on something totally different.
Cheeseburger. Delicious. Love it. Wrap it in lettuce. That's all right.
Then I realized
I prefer bread.
Apparently, you're supposed to know a secret menu. But when you put the good menu so I can see it?
In-N-Out. Done. Reviewed.
Then I realized he was talking about a movie. So I'm seeing this movie with a babysitter, right?
I've got a burger. I'm staring at it. Doesn't make any sense.
I did see that movie, and it was great.
Right.
It was great. But I also want to remind him we should do this on the main show, that we do movie review things. What is that thing we
yeah,
do?
Yeah, we...
Movie night.
We do the Mystery Science Theater kind of thing. Right. We did Gremlins. We did, by the way, Bianca this week will be on a show with JP McDade. JP, the very first time we met him, was doing our movies. We did A Nightmare on Elm Street. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so if you want to pick the next movie that we're going to do, we do it live in chat and we just talk through the movie. So you'll hear it.
Yeah, Bucho.
Lego. We did the Lego movie and it's like Legos can talk. And then it kept going.
We did a Black Mirror with our exes.
Yes.
We should review that one and see where everything went wrong.
Mm. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a little meta for me. Yeah. If you did commentary on the commentary of Black Mirror.
We were disagreeing on what we were watching, and then it's like, all right, we're done.
Yeah, everyone broke up after that episode.
Cancel.
Right.
Okay.
Here was the poll, by the way. Do you use body lotion as face lotion? 27% yes, 32% no. 41% of you animals don't put lotion on your face at all.
That is insane.
I put Eucerin everywhere. Just Eucerin. It doesn't have any kind of smell. It doesn't have any kind of
Not face lotion.
I put it right on my face and my ass. Isn't that crazy?
I've been using Aveeno.
Oh, yeah. You like Aveeno.
Is that face lotion?
I love oatmeal. No, it's not. No, now I know. No, now I know not to use it. Now it's been ruined in my life.
I use
I shit on it.
CeraVe on my body, and mm-hmm. then I have a special brand PCA skin for my face.
Do they have when you send me the links?
Yeah,
it's got to be for men.
Okay.
Finally, they're making shit for men out there.
It's so crazy because you squeeze a tube and a penis comes out.
I'm into that.
And then you have to rub it on your body and
fucking
face.
Men. Yeah,
it's crazy. All right. Child's Play with Richie Tolway, episode 3110.
This made me very nervous.
Richie Tolway? Well, Child's Play?
It's funny. Everyone on the forum is like, Richie sounds good. I'm like, okay.
Do you think he sounds like a mess?
I think he's about to punch someone in the face by accident in a blackout.
Okay. I wrote on my notes, Richie's rage.
Yeah, right? You feel it.
Yeah. It's scary.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I don't see that stuff.
You know, I mean,
he answers my questions and I'm good with them.
He was talking like super earnestly, telling a story about screaming at the guys working on his roof. I don't know. It's like the bagel boss guy. Not that it's the same, but it's like, you know, you freak out at someone in a public place or, you know, really get super emotional like that. And you're like, I'm justified, aren't I?
I don't know. I can see the difference. And again, you said it's not the same. But yeah, the bagel boss was out of nowhere. And this guy's, and in his situation, you're lying to me about the damage you're doing to my roof. I happen to be into construction as well. When I hear Hemda yelling at a customer service worker, ignoring what she's saying and trying to hang up and get Hemda to thank them, you know, Hemda goes a little crazy. And I'm like, good, you have to. I just heard my girlfriend on the phone saying, no, I don't want you to cancel my old card, but I need a new card. Okay, so we'll cancel your old car. No! And then, you know, she's like, there's something wrong with the strip, but I don't want to cancel it. I just need a new one. Okay, so we're going to cancel it. Why are you listening? What is your name? Hi, Bob. I know a Bob. I knew a Bob when I was young. He was a nice guy. You'll help me out with this card, right? And I'm like, you're totally justified. It's the only way things get done.
I'm trying to get a thing off my bill that I already... It was supposed to be off, you know, now I'm paying an extra $20. And then also I'm wondering why my bill is so high anyway. And this is, you know, the cable company, the place that just gives me internet, why I was paying $70 for internet. It doesn't even work very well. So I go, first of all, this price was supposed to be taken off. And he's like, well, we can't do anything about that. I'm like, I think you can. Mm-hmm. So he goes, okay, we can. So then I'm like, and by the way, I want a better price for this. I don't think that I should be paying for this. He goes, well, you have the slowest service. And I'm like, then I should have the lowest price. What's your lowest price? And he's like, well, you know, I think you have the lowest price. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Why don't you tell me the lowest price? And he's like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, oh, then you don't have to talk to me anymore. Why don't I talk to somebody else? And he's like, I can't pass you. I'm like, no, you can. He's like, well, I can't. I'm like, you can. You can.
Why don't I believe you pass? In you.
Yeah. I'm like, I know that you can, so just do it. And you're hearing this, right? And all Andrea and Keith are hearing are that I have an attitude. I'm like, yes, you can. And then what happened after?
Then he says, okay.
Yeah. And he transferred me. He lowered my bill. Well, he didn't transfer me. He's like, well, my supervisor's busy. I'm like, yeah, you're busy too now on the phone with me.
Right. We're all
and
busy.
I didn't even say that. I don't even think I copped an attitude. I was just like, yeah, okay. It's not that. It's that I let you know when I'm upset and where it came from and where the rage came from. His rage is an undertone to him. His rage doesn't exist to him. His rage is only justified. Where mine is like, I don't need to take it out on a customer service person. There's like a...
But you do have to. Or you don't get things done.
No, not like...
Please don't, though, if you're calling me when I'm at work, because that's what I do for work.
But do you play dumb?
No.
Could you transfer?
Well, no.
Would you make up what the lowest bill is?
I'm the only person who does the job.
I mean, I would just flat out lie. You go, what's the lowest price? I check your bill. $70.24. But these fucking weirdos, oh, I don't know that, but I know you have it.
But I don't yell on the phone anymore. And I think it was bad when I yelled. Now I just go, yes, you can. And,
right.
And it's like, yeah, I'm having attitude, but I'm really just responding to you. It wasn't even the roof thing to me. It was the undertone of everything. It was the forcing I'm doing all right thing to me.
I completely
live
understand.
Alone.
Right.
In a loft.
Do you?
It's awesome.
Do you ever, Bianca? Do you? And this is a little different than what we're talking about, but have you yelled at a customer service person?
No.
Really?
Never.
How much do you pay for things? $6 million a month? How do you get anything done?
I got upset yesterday on the phone with the credit card company because apparently you can't use American Express points for JetBlue travel anymore as of like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so trying to buy this flight with points and I couldn't. And Pedro on the phone was like, yeah, we cut our partnership with JetBlue. And I said, oh, well, that's terrible. And that was, I don't have this bone in my body.
See, I might have been like, I know, but when I signed up, you did have a partnership with JetBlue. So my points that I was accumulating specifically for this, you cut ties with. So I'm sure that you have other stipulations or other methods of making up to your customers the reason why we signed up for American Express, which has prestige, and this is one of those things.
See, this is what I should have said, but I just gave up.
They said, well, but I'll still make a note here of it. And you went, no. No notes.
I was like, all right, well, thanks. Anyway, bye.
Right. But that's when Keith and Andrea think I'm yelling, and I'm like, I don't think I'm yelling. I think I'm just telling you.
No, I wish I was, but I think also because that is what I do at work, and sometimes women will yell at me like about something ridiculous. I just think it's kind of funny though. Like it doesn't affect me at all. I don't internalize it at all.
What do you think happened first though? I wonder. Yes, people get outraged unnecessarily on the phone. I wonder if I do though, because of the history of trickery on the other end where they go, well, I don't know if we can do that. I'm like, well, let's speed this up.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah. No, people do that. People come out of the gate really hot. Sometimes they're already on the defensive and they spend like 10 minutes telling me like exactly why they should get something. When if they just shut up, it's like I would have said that.
Right.
Like, yes.
Well,
yes.
They go, hi, Time Warner, now Spectrum, how can I help you? I go, I turned it off and on. It's off and on. Trust me, off and on. I want $25.
Yeah, but this is extra weird because it's women who are like, my shoes are uncomfortable.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, okay, well, have you worn them outside? They're like, yeah. I'm like, I can't refund you. You right. wore them. Sorry.
They go, no, ask again. No.
I used to be a cashier. And I think it's the same as customer service because people are just ready to get pissed. They want a certain thing and it doesn't add up even though it literally adds up. So a lot of the stuff you think you're getting super cheap because it's $14.99 this and $5.99 that and it adds up all of a sudden to like $70. And once I punch it in that machine, I got to get someone to undo it. I got so much better at math. I was already good at math. I would add everything up in my head, add the tax to it, tell them that. They'd get mad. I'm like, well, I didn't punch it in. So whatever you want to do, you can do right now.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
I was 14 years old.
Right.
I know.
14. Stop yelling at me.
I know what I did. First week of heaven. I would find out all these little fun facts of the past. And day one, I'm like, who was first, whether it's related or not? The first asshole was customer service. Was it a regular customer? And then I go, huh, that's interesting. And then I'd look up some other interesting fact.
We all have to look up because it's actually the corporation. It's the people on top not giving any customer service any room because you get in trouble and not giving. And
well, God would tell me.
That's I mean, it's true. All,
you
I apologize.
You don't have to ask the perfect question to God. He'll let you know. Well, it actually came from GM.
It's not you. It's capitalism.
Right.
Never forget that.
But you do feel like a sucker. It's like if I get off this phone and I don't have less of a bill,
yep.
I know that somebody else can call and have less of a bill, and why am I paying? And also, I'm spending time talking to you. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I did some research. Turns out I can transfer my Amex points into TrueBlue points.
Sure.
So,
yeah, because usually big companies like that, especially Amex, will not just leave you hanging because 2 weeks ago they decided to break ties. They usually break ties and have a stipulation of people are going to get mad.
Right. Yep. Well, that's it. Richie's mad.
But Richie's is he that- doesn't see that. Like you're saying, we each justify our anger. He doesn't think he has it.
I don't know. I feel like this is, to me, this is very the kind of mad that I used to be. The very, like, almost everything's fine, but then something's going to set me off because I keep putting things, I keep doing and doing, and I expect something back. And it's just, it just doesn't work that way. You don't, you can't expect back exactly what you put in.
Okay. What happened with Child's Play?
I did take my son to see Child's Play. And guess what? Two people are dead. I fucked up! An 11-year-old can't handle that. Everything went fine. He walked a little slow to the movies. I think he'd be all excited. I know I would have been. I didn't get to do anything, but I remember seeing E.T. I remember my dad paying in pennies like an asshole. I remember every little thing about few times you can do stuff. And he's not raised sheltered like me, but he's definitely excited to see an R-rated movie with the cool new stepdad. Like, pick up your fucking feet. We weren't too late. We missed something in the beginning, but it was even before the credits. And he made, you know, a little murder joke or two after the movie. But other than that, so far, it's been a few days well adjusted.
Did you hear any response directly from Kyle about something that he said when you're not around about it?
No, I told him, don't joke around with a knife. Don't joke around that you're going to kill mom, and don't literally kill anybody.
Good.
Those and that's how we can keep watching movies.
Good lessons.
Yeah.
But he played with a knife.
Was he scared during the movie? Did he react?
He didn't seem it. I forget how spastic kids are. And so he's watching, and all of a sudden he just takes his two hands and like taps his two knees. Like, just want to do that. And then maybe he'll take if I didn't see him a lot other than in that movie theater, I'd wonder, like, does he have some kind of muscle spasm? But he would just take his hand and hit his own chest, like, just a kid, just bored. And I'm like, all right, you don't look traumatized to me.
That's cute.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm just going to wiggle my toes and my legs, I mean.
It's okay. Fun to be a kid.
Got to move around a little.
Yeah. Did you say, the reason, when I wonder if this is when I noticed it, that kids do it, is when Robin Williams did it in that movie Jack, and he was a kid in an adult's body, and Robin Williams just keep like picking at his shirt and stuff. I'm like, oh, kids do that. Mm-hmm. They just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a kid next to him with a Chucky doll.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So does he still want the Chucky doll?
Even more after the movie, because I'm a bigger fan now.
Whoa. Boy. When's his birthday?
I think it's coming up, I think. So I could get that and save the day.
Yeah.
But he keeps having his sights on these dolls. Like, one is $200, then he saw one that's $600. And I'm like, well, over $500, it better really kill.
No, divorce isn't that hard. Don't give him that.
That's okay. Just a hitman that you've hired.
So would you rather latest Chucky doll or a weekend spa?
Right.
I think I'd take the weekend spa in that case.
Okay. Now we know where you're at. Right. Okay.
I'm human.
Well, I'm happy that it worked out.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, there's a picture on the forums now of I don't know where he got it, but the very next day, Kyle came home from work and he's dressed in this Chucky outfit.
Like with a knife.
With the stripes. And then he asked his mom for the knife and, you know, to be funny. But, yeah.
That's cute, though, that he outfitted himself with it. You know what I mean? That's it. That he continues to be a fan of it after seeing it is nice.
Right.
Cute.
And the movie was more corny and goofy than scary.
That's good. I mean, you never know, but that's good.
Right. Now, if he saw Freddy Krueger, he'd have to tape knives to his hand. So this is probably a better one.
I saw the trailer for Midsommar.
Yes.
I thought I was like hiding under my desk.
It's the people that made Hereditary,
right? Oh my God.
With the director, yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Because you hate vacations. And it seems like they're on a long one.
It's so scary, creepy.
I don't know what happens. They go on some retreat. And they
go to Sweden to a solstice festival that happens every 90 years.
Okay.
And let me tell you, they get more than they bargained for. I'll tell you that much. You know?
There's a lot of creepy smiles. I saw that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the park.
It's like a horror movie that takes place during the day and like a beautiful, it's like too scary for sunshine. It's too scary. Don't put scary in sunshine. You can't do it. That's my safe area.
Thank but that's you. Exciting. A horror movie where you can see stuff.
It's so sunny and flowers and beautiful. Oh my God. Never in my life.
I saw something like, I guess maybe the boyfriends are creeps and then the girls get them back in horrific ways. That's all I could be wrong.
That's just Tuesday.
Right.
That's what the movie's called. Just Tuesday.
Anything else you want to get to?
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
What's his name? Finger Licks on our forums.
Yeah.
He wrote, I saw Midsommar. And it is, it's so good, and it goes inside your brain, and there's depth, and it's fantastic. P.S. Keith, you'll hate it. The end.
That's like, good.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll take your word
for it.
Will
you see it?
Nah. I hated Hereditary. Mm. And
I heard this was better.
I saw Rotten Tomatoes a little lower, so even if it's the same, I'm like, nah, Hereditary was so bad. Why are people lying about it that I can't trust them?
Wow. Don't trick me.
Don't trick me.
Don't trick me.
All
right.
You know how long Midsommar is? 4 hours, 20 minutes.
Don't lie.
And then intermission.
That's lying.
Then the story continues for only another 20 minutes.
Big fib.
It's like 2.5 hours.
The trailer felt really long because I was so scared.
Yeah. The Bible isn't 2.5 hours. Thank
it's
you.
It's not.
Nope.
It's longer.
Mm.
Even with the Barabbas story?
I don't read the parentheses.
Barabbas, your favorite. All right, we got to get out of here.
Bring back Barabbas!
We got to get out of here.
But Barabbas is a rapist. We don't care! We can't even think! Put in Jesus. We need room. Well, they can all stay in the same cell. No! Take out the rapist.
Barabbas.
We really do need to make a Keith Bible.
Yes.
I can ask my dad for advice.
Oh. The Bible according to Keith.
Yes. Bring back, we'll call it Bring Back Barabbas.
Mm.
We'll work on it, Keith.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd rather go to a spa.
Anything else? You're just looking at your paper.
I'm just making sure we didn't miss anything. Did we do the poll? Well, Keith took his kid to Chucky. Did it work out? 68% of the audience knew it'll work out.
These people, they're smart.
They're smart. First in general.
Oddly positive about your experiences, even though you're not.
Well, again, what could happen? We're doing knife throwing contest after.
Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe he'll try and kill you.
Hey, there's time.
Wouldn't be the first time someone has.
I keep a knife next to me when we watch TV. He knows I don't mess around. That's a knife. You know, that kind of thing.
No.
Yeah.
The Beatles!
Right.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
It's tricky to trick a Keith to trick a Keith to trick a Keith. It's tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Either the girl.com.